to Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.
For the past 4 months, the BGN Invitational Tournament has raged on. There were games that were quick and to the point. Series that were filled with little doubt. However, two players came out from underneath the smoke of the qualification rounds and fought their way to the championship series, a best-of-seven affair. To the loser, only goes consolation that they made it to this point. To the winner, a tournament championship that can never be taken away. Welcome to tonight's broadcast of the Championship Series, and here is your host and play-by-play man, Space Dominator.
Good evening to you live from Blizzard Gaming Night, the home of the championship series of the BGN Invitational Tournament. I am Space Dominator, your play-by-play guy, and I am anxiously awaiting the start of tonight's matchup. However, before we get started, a few words from our very important sponsors.
Hello, how's your bad eyes? Doobie.
I thought they're going tonight.
It's okay. The police are tracing the call. Hello.
This is the police. Those calls are coming from inside the house. Repeat, those calls are coming from inside the house.
Drink Bud Ice, but beware of the penguins.
Sir?
Welcome to the BGN Invitational Pre-Game Show. Here he is again, the organizer of the tournament, Space Dominator.
In your heart.
haven't figured out what map we're doing tonight, then clearly you've been living under a rock for the past 5 years. Hello and welcome to the pregame show of the BGN Invitational Tournament. I am Kevin McCrum, aka Space Dominator, the organizer of this tournament. Before we begin, I'd like to explain a couple of the things about how the tournament will work online and in the channel. Unfortunately, no one will be able to join the actual games that are played, except for DeSastroso and myself. The reason for this is because we want to be sure that our players are playing in the best possible conditions as we can give them. We don't want them to lose a game based because someone lagged the game out and caused them to lose concentration. We all can understand that, right? However, after the game, there will be a live post-game show that we will be doing online as well, where we will be creating the replay of the game. And during that post-game show, DeSastroso and I will be going through the game, and you are more than welcome to watch at that point. We appreciate your cooperation in this matter. Before we begin, tonight's pregame show is presented by Low Definition Television. Low Definition Television. Sometimes it just looks better without the detail. Tonight is the first game of our Best of Seven series between Killa Ace and Tibbs. Killa Ace got to this point, first of all, with a 3-0 win versus Rambit in the quarterfinals, and then basically a walkover against Fatboy Senior, who cited technical issues for not playing. Tibbs, on the other hand, had to go through Hydro Wing first. He beat him without much problem, and then he also was able to beat Marine in a tough 3-1 series in the semifinals to get to this point. Just a reminder for everyone out there as well, Blizzard Gaming Night is now going to be moving to Friday nights. The first edition of this Friday night Blizzard Gaming Night will be happening next Friday night at its usual time at 8:30 p.m. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce my partner, live from Germany, DeSastroso. How are you doing tonight, Des?
Buenos dias, señores. I'm doing very good. I'm a bit tired, but, well, nothing else to say about it. I have had soccer training practice, so I'm a bit tired, but everything okay. Well, I welcome also everyone here, and I'm very proud to be your partner tonight. My cousin's behind me. He's from Paraguay. I have told you something about him already. So I'm very on fire because I want to see tonight a good game.
Don't we all? What we're going to be doing for each of the three broadcasts here during the BGN Invitational Tournament is a pregame show, which you are currently live in. During this pregame show, Des and I will be previewing the matchup and going over a few other details as well during the game. Tonight's map choice, if you hadn't figured out again from our excellent song choice at the beginning, is Chameleon. It's the WCG map, and I'll let Des talk about what he thought about the map as he just played a game on it.
Well, I have just seen the map a few minutes ago, just played on it, and well, it's a very interesting map because it has two ramps you can climb on to get your main. The main platform has two bases, so that means fast expansions are very, very well to protect and to defend. That means that I think we will see very big armies in the beginning and a very economic game. We have not a choke. Well, what's behind the minerals?
It's sort of like a high ground area, if I remember correctly.
Yes, exactly. We have a high ground on the expansion. That means that we may see some drops on them. So I think the whole map, has a lot of ways to move on. So that means you have to scout very well where the enemy is, what he has. At least, as I have already said, that they have an expansion already, a natural expansion. So I think a lot of movement will be, a lot of action will be, and I hope it will be good game tonight.
In your opinion, do you think any of the three races has a specific advantage on this map? Do you think that one of the players will be able to utilize some quirk to the map that'll give them a huge advantage, or no?
That's a good question. I have just said that Zerg might have an advantage, but when I think about it, Terran is known to be very strong when they have an early expansion, so depends on the matchup. I think Terrans may have a small advantage, although later on the map is big, so and the turn force is slowly, so well, I don't know, Terran may have a small advantage.
Well, it sounds pretty reasonable. How important do you think map choice is in this series? Killa decided to let Tibbs choose first, so he'll be choosing in games 1, 3, and 5, and he'll be choosing in 2, 4, and 6. Do you think that's going to make any difference to basically who's going to win this series, or maybe even give an advantage to the other player, or no?
Well, I do think it's a bit important, especially in the beginning, when you feel familiar with, when you have a good start, when you feel familiar with the map, and especially when you win the first game or the first two games with your map. So it may be an advantage for the player that has first map choice, but well, it really depends. It really depends on how the first games are. I think there is an advantage for the player that has the first choose.
If any of our visitors are out there are curious at what the map looks like, you can go to the WG Tour website located at http://www.wgtour.com, and if you go under downloads, there's a listing of all the maps there. And just search for Chameleon there, and it has a nice JPEG image of the map. It's a nice idea to take a look at what you might be hearing from me and Des talk about, so it's a little less confusing, because of course this is only our second time doing this. Hope that doesn't scare anybody off yet, but you never know.
Okay, so who is to be open up the map now?
Yeah, we'll open up the game at about 8:50. Just to let our viewers know as well, we will have a playing of the National Anthem before each and every game of this series, except for the ones on the third day on Friday, in which we might have up to 5 games played. Everyone gets such a headache of listening to the National Anthem 5 times, I understand that, so we won't do that more than once, I promise you. But, after that, then the game will begin pretty much at 9 o'clock, or at least thereabouts, and then Des and I will basically be talking about it play-by-play as best as we can. Just to give you a little bit of information about how our two players got through the preliminary rounds, Killa Ace came through with a record of 19-5, while Tibbs came through with a record of 20-3. And in case you are also curious, during the preliminary round, these two played 2 games as well, with Tibbs winning both of them. So, Des, what do you think the keys are going to be to this series, and who's going to win it or not?
Well, I think the key to the series are 2 things. One is routine, and I think Tibbs has a lot of routine. That means that he may have an advantage in that case. Routine is very important when you get nervous, when you get when there is a lot of action going on. Because you make less failures when you have your routine. You know more or less a bit what to do, or at least when you have an idea about what you want to do. So maybe I don't know, a tank push or a marine drop or something else. When you know how to make it, how to make it fast, or how to build for it very fast, you have an advantage. That's number one. And also, it's important how to manage your big groups that will be big, in my opinion, on that map. So routine is a number one key point. And number two would be, as in almost every game, to know what you have to do versus special strategies. And I don't mean build orders or the usual crap like, well, I don't know, fire bats are good versus zerglings. No, I mean someone who's able to interpret the game, or interpretating, I don't know how to say it. You have to see the game, you have to see what's happening, you have to scout a lot, and you have to interpret what your enemy is going to do. So I think both are important keys to this series. I think Tibbs has an advantage in routine, so we have heard that he plays Piggy Tour and Viggy Tour, and I don't know what he's doing the whole time. And Killer Ace has said in his interview that he's not that good with special build orders, etc., but well, he's good with every three races, he has said, and I think he knows how to think in that game. But Tibbs also knows that, so Tibbs has an advantage, in my opinion. He has a small advantage, but he has one. He has more routine, and that will help him throughout the game, especially when we will see, a sixth or a seventh game. That will help him a lot when he's nervous or when a lot of action is going on. That's my opinion.
Do you really think there's going to be a lot of nervousness for this series? This might be the first time that both of these players are actually broadcast live by a couple of amateurs, I must admit. It's probably not that big of a deal, but again, it's more attention than they're going to get for a normal game of StarCraft that we've played, like, for example, at BGN. Do you think we're going to see things out of the norm just because of this pressure that's caused by it?
Yes, I do think. I do think because although every one of the player might think, okay, this is not a big deal, this is not a big shit, I don't know, but you get nervous. You get nervous in the moment you're in the game. You get nervous when, I don't know, your first cloning fails or something like that, because you think, okay, what a shit, I have to concentrate. So, yeah, it will be nervousness, and I think there might be some failures that they usually wouldn't do. And maybe some, well, I think we will see more a routine game and not a lot of out-of-the-box things. Although, I have played Killer Ace when I'm remembering right, and if I'm remembering right, he made some weird stuff to me, like a cannon rush on LTE, and those cheesy strats, well, maybe seen in game 3 or game 4, so when one player has to decide to win when he's behind in the games before. So I think we will see some failures, and I think we might see some cheesy strats, but more in the late, not in the very late, in the middle of the game, of the series. That's the right thing, yes, in the middle.
So you're thinking that this series is going to be pretty traditional, though. Basically, players are going to be playing it pretty standardized, pretty, you know, traditional in the standard sense, that they're not going to do a ton of unorthodox things, but maybe a one or two that might change a game, for example. Like one weird strat, like one guy, like you said, doing a cannon push of some sort, or the other player doing a weird drop or something like that. Do you really think that that's going to make a huge difference, or do you think that a traditional player using a standard strategy will be able to handle these unorthodox things that could happen in any game of StarCraft?
Well, usually a standard gamer knows in theory how to counter those strategies, but it doesn't matter how much games you've played. Especially when you're nervous, you may misclick, and when you make cheesy strategies, especially at the beginning, every click has to be good, every micro click has to be good, you have to move your units good, and I do think a cheesy strategy the beginning of third or fourth game from the series can be the difference, especially when you're, as I said, a bit nervous and you misclick or something like that. And when you win a game with a cheesy strat that you always think to be a simple strat and simple to counter, and you lose to it, you lose confidence and you get even more nervous. So it might be a turning point when the player with a cheesy strat is able to handle it and to win the game. I think it's worth an idea to make it when you're behind. That's why I said I think game 3 or 4 or 5, we may see it.
Yeah, that does make total sense there too. Do you think it'll also play in Killa's mind a little bit that he did lose those two games early on in the tournament? But I guess they have played in the recent few days here, and I guess Killa had some success against Tibbs. Do you think those few games at the beginning are going to play in Killa's strategy at all?
You mean the games in the series before?
Yeah, the preliminary games, the ones that they played right off the bat.
I haven't seen the games. I don't know how good Killa Ace or how good Tibbs have played. I just think, Tibbs will feel a bit more confident. That may be good for Killa Ace because he is not in the favorite role. It's Tibbs that is under pressure. Killa Ace can do whatever he wants to do, and especially when he wins the first or even the second game now, Tibbs will get very nervous. So yeah, it matters. It may matter a bit. Killa Ace won't be too feared, I think. He's self-confident, and Tibbs is also self-confident, but he may be a bit too confident because he has won the first two games in the pre-elimination series.
Yeah, people always laugh at me when I say that there's no difference between arrogance and overconfidence. Just a point for everyone to keep out there.
Yeah, said by desastroso, desastroso.
I'll get it eventually, I promise you.
Okay, thanks.
So do you have any predictions about how this series is going to go? Who do you think is going to win it, and how many games do you think it's going to happen?
Very interesting question. I think Tibbs will make the first game, and you do say that Killa Ace has the second map choice or Tibbs?
Yeah, the two players are going to alternate their choice. Tibbs chose the first map tonight of Chameleon. Killa's going to choose the map that's played on Thursday.
Okay. So I think Tibbs will win the first game, or he will have advantage, and I think we might see five games at least, and depends on the games itself, on the nervousness, and maybe on some cheese strategies, etc. If we'll see more than 5 games, maybe 6 or even 7. So I say Tibbs will win 4-1 after. He will win the first two games, and lose maybe the fourth one, and win the fifth one.
All right, fair enough. I have to make this interesting, you know, so I'll make my own prediction as well. Just to be different from you, I'm going to say Killa's going to shock and win this series in 6 games. Killa, don't let me down, or I'll probably drive over to New York to be sure that I, you know, get revenge for you making me wrong. Remember, I put this on tape for you. You're going to win this series in 6 games, so please do it. Thank you.
Yeah, do it. Prove me to be wrong. I want to have nice games, and I think you can make it without any difficulty. Yeah, no, with difficulties, but without any doubt, you can make it.
That's the spirit. That's what I like to hear.
Okay.
Just a reminder to everyone as well, the second game of this series will be played Thursday, September 7th, 2006. The pregame show will begin at about the same time as it began today, around 8:35, 8:40-ish. It sort of depends on how quick everything runs. It depends if my partner shows up on time. It depends if power stays on, etc. The rest of the games will be played on Friday, September 8th. Should be a lot of fun. Be sure to have the beer next to you. We might need it if this goes 6 or 7 games, as it'll get a little tiring to talk about.
Excuse me?
Bring lots of beer for Friday. We're gonna need it.
I won't drink any beer. I will drink another kind of alcoholic drinks with my cousin together. I don't know, some harder stuff. I don't like beer. I don't like wine. I don't like champagne. So I may drink something else. Like today I've drank a caipirinha at 3 o'clock. So we'll see.
All right, now the people don't care about this game anymore. You're a German that doesn't like beer? Something's got to be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not just a German that don't like beer. I'm also a football player, a soccer player that doesn't like beer. So it's very, very unusual and very unorthodox Paraguayan ancestry. Yeah, exactly, Zorik. I'm of Paraguayan ancestry, so that means I don't like the beer stuff. I like the hard stuff, tequila, caipirinha, sex on the beach, etc. Ancestry, sorry, yes.
I won't even comment about that. I don't think it'd be right.
Oh man, yes. You do like beer? Well, I mean, you have German ancestors.
Yes, it is true. I've had my beer, but I got started off on the wrong route there. I had the Guinness, the dark beer, the Schwarze Bier.
Yeah, Schwarze Bier. The Irish Schwarze Bier. Okay, so I've drank it, I think, once, but I don't like beer. It doesn't smell good. It doesn't taste good. Well, smell is okay, but the taste is not that good, so... Okay, let's talk about another thing.
Oh, you don't like this conversation about beer. Excuse the phone here, you know, we have a lot of fun in Ann Arbor. People like to call. It's usually my sister's boyfriend every 5 minutes. So I apologize in advance if that continues to happen. Do you think that Tibbs' experience playing in the professional leagues, basically, like the WCG or the PG Tour and all those other major StarCraft tournaments, you think that's going to make a big difference at all or no?
Well, I don't know if it's a big difference, but it will be a difference. But it depends on Killer Ace how to use it. I mean, Tibbs will feel surely more confident about that tourney because he has that experience already. And Killer Ace might counter that experience and might counter that confidence with some cheesy strats or just some lucky moves or just some good moves or whatever. So when Tibbs is able to play his usual stuff and maybe win the first two games, I think the routine will be a big advantage for him because Killer Ace will be more nervous and he will make more mistakes or something like that. And if Killer Ace is able to beat him in the first two games, the overconfidence Tibbs has had because of his experience already might be a disadvantage for him.
All right, very good. Remember, everyone, you know, to gamble. Sit Killa in 6 games. That's where all the safe money goes. You can make your bets by sending them directly to me. I'll accept $100 bills. And don't worry, even if I'm wrong, you'll get something in return. It's a nice little hate matter, you know. Quite fun, actually.
My cousin's saying he wants to bet 100 euros. And for what player? On Killer Ace.
Sold. I'll take checks, you know, credit cards, money orders, anything you like. Anything. I'll take whatever you have.
Okay, I will send it, or he will send it, a check to you.
I'll be expecting it. It's a nice matchup. 100 minerals, fair enough. Does that have a favorable exchange rate in Europe? I know here in the U.S. we can get it for like 1 for about 2. Maybe in Europe it's like 1 for 10, you know? Might be good.
Yeah, I don't know how the money is used here. Yeah, okay. Nothing to say about it.
I can't blame you. We're digging ourselves such a deep hole here. It's not even funny. So tonight's matchup's between Killa, Ace, and Tibbs. Killa, a 20-year-old New Yorker who goes to Stony Brook University and is studying to be a veterinarian. Very important profession out there. And of course, as everybody knows, he's a big New York Knicks and New York Yankees fan. So well, don't worry, so he'll be crying after the Knicks games, and when the Yankees lose in the playoffs, he'll be so depressed he probably won't even show up. And Tibbs, our 19-year-old tennis player from Virginia, in his picture there looks excellent, I might add. Looks like he's drunk, or at least on drugs or something like that. Clearly we've got two of the most normal human beings that we could ever get for a game like this. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, when you say normal, you mean boring?
No, not boring, you know. Normal would be like, you know, your traditional player that just comes online 24 hours a day and just kind of randomly plays in public games going, I'm so good, I'm better than you, blah, blah, blah. These two at least have a little bit of character, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, sorry, Marine, I have to say it. Marine is a bit of another kind of a guy. He's a bit more, yo, what's up, nigga? Yo, I'm very good at StarCraft. Yo, I'm gonna kill ya. But, okay, sorry, Marine, that had to be said from me. You're bad-mannered from time to time, so sorry, and now everything's okay.
And on that note, we'll have to be a little more patriotic here, as we are about ready to hear the national anthem and get this series started. Hopefully it'll be an entertaining series, at least, and we hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. And remember, too, that you'll be able to see the game live after the game is completed during the BGN Invitational post-game show, which will happen after a couple of quick commercials here. And then it'll be ready to go. All right, and we are just about ready to get the game created. And in just a moment, we'll have the national anthem. And good luck to both of our players tonight.
Yeah, I agree, and I wish everyone nice evening tonight.
Thank you. Volkswagen boss. If it's your life, or your complete lack thereof.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You board our luxury liner and be off to, yeah, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They don't smoke on the dance floor, in all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all this. Activities, smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a bag of smokes. I'm filtered. Lucky colossus. The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung burger.
It's my friend. Time can't change! Our kids are getting worse! They won't obey their parents! They just want to fight and curse! Should we blame the government? Or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Babylon! Blame Babylon! She saw the beady little eyes, the clapping heads, the full of lies! Eric was, had my picture on his shelf. But now when I see him, it doesn't get up my tail. Well, blame Canada! Blame Canada! It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, it's true. He said he burned a pack of piggy on a barbecue.
Should we lay the matches? Should we bring the fire? Or the doctor come on out and kill his fire?
And that pitch of Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
Mom, the doctor dressed me as actual actor in Boston, so he and Dr. Cuss went as we called the bus. He bought the money, he's the blame.
Hi, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. You know, PCs are still the number one gaming platform, and hundreds of new games come up for them every year.
Hey, you got games for Mac, too.
Photoshop isn't a game.
You know, Linux runs all those servers you guys like to play on. Hey, I wasn't talking about Photoshop. You can play SimCity and Quake. Well, one of them, anyway. And, remember Bungie Studios, the guys that made Halo? They used to make games exclusively for the Mac? You know, they made Marathon and...
Yeah, and then they were bought by Microsoft.
You know, you guys wouldn't be able to play games together without me.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
I'll block your entire subnet, you stupid lemurs. I am Root.
Gaming on a Mac is like wood.
I'm feeling empty. I'm feeling blue.
It's
over, and I know it's true. Man,
now that's the
blues.
Next time you
want to
die a Pepsi,
Ray,
all you
got to
do is ask.
Now that's the right one, baby.
What walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes the shrinkest sound? A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky. It gives a big lip when wrapped as a gift, a very likable toy. It's falling in place, brings smiles to your face, something kids can enjoy. It's Slinky, for fun it's a wonderful toy. It's Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy. and slicky mobiles with big slinky wheels and pistons that move as you go. It makes a great sound when you pull it around. The driver's an old tiny fellow, a slinky dog, a slinky train, many more wonderful toys. You tug the string, they do their thing. They're great for girls and boys. They're slinkies, really wonderful toys. They're slinkies, they're fun for girls and boys.
I apologize right now for our technical difficulties, as one of our two finalists has not shown up. So in the meanwhile, I will announce the current scores going on in Major League Baseball this evening. The Red Sox are beating the Chicago White Sox 1-0 at Fenway Park in the top of the eighth inning. Toronto Hydro Wings
Player
favorite
left.
Is up 2-1 versus Cleveland in the top of the eighth. Minnesota's pitching a one hitter against Tampa Bay, 6-0 at Tropicana. The Royals are beating the Yankees as the Yankees have committed two errors with Kansas City up 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. The Tigers in Seattle are in a delay right now due to rain, which makes sense as we're supposed to get rain here today anyway. In the National League, St. Louis is beating Washington 2-0 at RFK. The Diamondbacks are beating the Florida Marlins 3-0. Cincinnati's up on San Francisco 3-0. The Brewers are up 5-0 at home versus the Dodgers. Pittsburgh's beating the Cubs 5-2, and later on tonight is Colorado and San Diego. Both Houston, Philadelphia, and Atlanta and the New York Mets were both rained out. This is Face Dominator with your sports update. Alright, it now looks like our two players are back. Let's try doing this the right way. Again, the national anthem. Alright, we are now live in the lobby here for the first game of the BGN Invitational Tournament. Tibbs and Killa are both in there. And just to make a lame poker analogy before we get started, the cards have been dealt, and guess what? We have pocket aces in the house tonight. DeSestroso and I will be going back and forth talking about the game, sort of in a unique way from what some people might be used to. Dees Astroso is going to be focusing on Killa's play during the night, and I'll be focusing on Tibbs, and we'll be going back and forth between the two. And without further ado, we are just about ready to get started here, as soon as both players give me the okay. Or my partner gives me the okay, one or the other. And this is what you call dead time in the radio world.
You hear me, Space Dominator?
Yes, I hear you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
And after only about 15 minutes, we are finally underway. I hear the crowd cheering in the background, can't you, Des?
Yeah, I can hear the crowd in the background like hell. It's very good, and what's even better is that I don't hear my echo very well made, so I hope I will be more concentrated when I'm talking about some things. Okay, so we see, Pacific Tips that... 10 o'clock, is that right? And Killa at 5 o'clock. Killa with Protoss and Tibbs with Zerg. And both players just, doing their usual stuff while Tibbs is sending his Overlord to the wrong position at 12 o'clock. So, I don't know, what do you have to say about it, Space Dominator?
Again, the early part of every game is usually when not a lot happens. I'm just going to take this opportunity again to remind everyone that Game 2 of this tournament is going to take place on Thursday night, not Wednesday night, as was originally posted on the website. Again, the pregame show will begin at 8:35 p.m. Thursday night. Be there or be square.
Okay, nothing to add about it. Okay, we see... Killa has made his first pylon. He's now making the gateway, the first one, and sending his probe to scout. And he will scout now. Yes, he will scout now. Tibbs. Well, Tibbs has made, I think, a 12. We'll make a 12 pool. Yes, and Killa sees everything. And Tibbs is making also an extractor. So looks like he's teching up very fast. And we see from Killa Ace the second gateway, so he wants to be very sure not to be overwhelmed by early Zerking forces, and he wants to have units to pressure him, as it doesn't look like a fast expansion up to this point for Pacific Tips. And he's also Killa is also building his buildings very. What's the word? Very, very together, I have to say. So, to prevent the usual speedling harass that Tibbs might be able to do with his
new
APM.
Player.
Oh, and we see a first extractor being warped in, and a first zealot coming out. So, well, a fast tech from Killa Ace looks like. And okay, so describe what you see about Tibbs.
Well, you were doing such an excellent job, I almost went to sleep there for a second. Tibbs has two Zerglings now, joining his one hatchery that looks like he's going to build kind of at the top of his natural there at his 10 o'clock position. Tibbs has his Overlord as well coming back towards his home base. And Killa's sending up a Zealot here. At least he was about to send up a Zealot along this large ramp there that was going to lead to Tibbs' natural. Tibbs now has four Zerglings in position, make that six. And Tibbs is also upgraded to a Lair right now as well. Killa sends his Zealot back, and looks like not much else is happening to this point, so I'll send it back to Des.
Well, yes, that's right. Not a lot of action going on. Now we see Tip sending his force of, six Zerglings to the base of Killer Ace, but he will be able to hold it off as he has three Zealots, the fourth now coming in. He is just pumping out his probes like usual, as he has mentioned in the interview. For him, the economy is the key to victory, and his scouting probe has now been destroyed, his second scouting probe, by the small force of Zerglings, and he's sending now his four Zealots versus like 10 Zerglings, and Tips is retreating from it. We see also the Overlord from Tips over the ramp. Okay, now Tips is going into the main base, going into the main line. I know, just chasing around, just making some stuff. Ooh, and Killer Ace killed some of the links. They are not yet speed links, but we see a lair, and we see a Zerg spider, and two sunken colonies. I'm wondering why Tips isn't doing a fast expansion. Very unusual. Okay, we see a core from Killer Ace and a Protoss robotics facility. Ooh, that will be hard now because he needs Corsairs soon, or Templars. I mean Archons at least. Okay, that game. Well, that game looks interesting. Nothing more to say. Up to you.
All right, thank you very much. Tibbs has his third sunken colony being upgraded right now at the top of his natural there. He's not building his main hatchery, though, where the minerals are in that area. It looks like he's just more worried about the gas at that location instead. Tibbs' spire is almost ready to be complete as well. And as Death said, he has not expanded yet. A very surprising move, isn't it? Most of his previous games, he's at least expanded once or twice as a Zerg player. Looks like Killa, on the other hand, is now sending a probe kind of on a scouting run to take a look and see what's out there. And again, not too much is happening at this point. Looks like Tibbs might be training a couple Mutalisks, most likely at least. He'll probably be using them as a mainstay to try to attack Killa, and I'll send it back to you.
Okay, and we see some Mutalisks being pumped out too. At that time, I think in the X, there are four more X. There will be more Mutalisks coming in. Yes, that's right, four Mutalisks. Okay, we see Pacific Tips taking his gas. Oh, a nice move from him. Not taking his expansion, but his gas. And I think Killer Ace will be in some trouble because it's just three goons, a third gateway coming in, and he is deciding to go Reaver drop. I think it would be smarter for him if he went Corsairs with the Reavers, because now he will be in big trouble. Okay, we've seen, oh no, he's moving his shuttle north, while the Mutalisks are coming from the north now, and he has no cannons, just five goons, and they won't do good versus the Mutalisks. A bit of luck now, because the shuttle was able to pass through the Mutalisks, and they haven't seen, or it looks like he has seen them before, because he's chasing after it. Okay, that means the shuttle, no! Yes, no, the shuttle won't go down. The shuttle has moved just right away while Tibbs is still searching for it. That means more time for Killer Ace to prevent the Mutalisk. He has now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 goons versus now, let's say, 8 Mutalisks. So I don't know. For me, it looks like it's. Nah, he needs another sort of unit. Those goons won't do any good versus the Mutalisks. Okay, so I'm sending to you because I don't see what Tibbs is going to do now.
Looks like Tibbs is going to attack at the mineral line, and here come his Mutalisks. There, Killa's got a couple of dragoons in the back there. But due to the positioning there, where there's not a lot of room behind the minerals, it's hard for Killa to get his dragoons into a good position to prevent the mutas from doing any damage. So Tibbs just decides to dance around a little bit and is deciding to start to pick off a couple of the probes. Although Killa's done a pretty good job considering the circumstances, as his dragoons are a little too large there. Although four of them somehow found a hole through there. In the meanwhile, Killa's got his Reaver coming into Tibbs' base here. It'll be interesting to see if this Reaver will do any damage. At this point, it looks like it's going to do quite a bit. Lands right in the middle with a couple of Zealots as well. And there's your first casualties of war there. A couple of drones destroyed there. And that Scarab went harmlessly, however. The only problem is there was a group of Mutalisks there to make that Reaver disappear just like that. Not before killing about four Zerglings in the process. In the meanwhile, back at Killa's base, those Mutalisks are still pummeling away as well at the Dragoons that Killa had built there. To find out more about what's happened, I'll send it back to Des.
Okay, it looks good for Pacific Tibbs, as his strategy with the Mutas will pay off. He's just attacking the goons, attacking the base. The probes, Tibbs, Killa Ace is looking very bad now. A lot of his economy has died. And Tibbs' economy has also died up to a certain point, but he's able to rebuild them faster than Tibbs will be. We see a Citadel of Adun, we see a Templar Archives, and we see still the three gates. No, he will lose the game because it's just two goons, and the goons, as we all know, or I hope we all know, make explosive damage, and explosive damage makes just 50% of the usual damage versus small units, and the Mutalisks are the small units. So he would have been better if he built some Corsairs. He has a Templar, but the whole mineral line is too... I don't know how to say it. The buildings are too close together, yes. So the Mutalisks are able to take down everything. Now we see a counterattack, counterattack from Killa Ace. I'm going to the expansion, killing off some drones while Tibbs is still killing the probes in Killa Ace base. We see an Arcan morphing in. I don't know why Killa doesn't save his economy. Well, he lost every probe. No, two probes are still there. Three probes, one Arcan, two goons, but the buildings are too close together, so he wanted to prevent with this close building the Zergling harass, but now is in a bad shape or in a bad position to fend off the Mutalisks that are going now and defending, yes, the home base. Okay, so the attack of Killa Ace has been fend off. Tibbs is repositioning now his units, and will do the final attack now as Killa Ace is building up his force of probes, but has just three, so for me it looks like a GG in 5 minutes late, at least 5 minutes. Back to you.
An interesting thing that Killa did there was he had two High Templar that he could have used Psionic Storm with on those Mutalisks. Do you think he should have saved his two Templars instead of merging them into an Archon, or was that the wise move in your opinion?
Well, I think that's the only move, because as we see, he has a Dark Templar, sorry. He has spent too much gas on the goons. He couldn't make the Psionic Storm. Okay, and now we see the GG.
That's all she wrote.
The game is over.
The game is over
for him.
1-0.
And with that, Tibbs takes an early 1-0 lead in this series. The game lasted exactly 13 minutes. Tibbs had the advantage in units and resources. Killa had a slight advantage in the structures. The scores were 41,756 for Tibbs and 30,460 for Killa. That concludes our first broadcast here. In a couple of minutes here after a couple of commercials. We'll be back with the post-game show. Give us a couple minutes.
Okay, ciao, nos vemos, Fabian. Okay, I have the replay tips, so no problem. We'll analyze it, so... Okay, what's to say? Yeah, we'll make the analyze in some minutes. Space Dominator, you have
new
to open
player.
Up, right?
When we asked Reebok to send us Terry Tate, some people thought we were crazy. But I'm a firm believer in paradigm breaking, outside the box thinking.
Hey, buddy.
Break was over 15 minutes ago! Max!
And since Terry's been with us, our productivity has gone up 46%. We're getting more from our employees than ever before.
New
you
player.
Know you need a color sheet for your GPS report, Richard! That ain't new, baby!
Hey, Janice!
But what's really impressed me is how Terry's become part of the Felcher family. He fits right in here.
That's a wrong business call, Doug!
To be honest, I wish Reebok sent us 10 Terry Tates.
You wanna take AFC? Well, when it's game time, it's pay time, baby!
Das hier ist das wichtigste Gerät des Küstenwächters. Das ist das Überlebensradar.
Mayday, Mayday. Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Over. We are sinking. We are sinking.
Hello? This is the German Coast Guard.
We are sinking. We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
Is history, and Tibbs has won game one to take an early 1-0 lead in the series with on the map Chameleon tonight in 13 minutes. It was basically a Mutalisk attack that Killa could not do enough to defend against, and that really was the key to what won this game. Currently what we have happening is DeSastroso has the game created, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it over to him to allow him to analyze the game and let you guys in on kind of what we were thinking during the game. In specific, what he was thinking. So in just a second here, Des, I'll let you take over.
Okay, what about you? You don't want to open up and join in the replay, or is it okay like that?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so if... okay, Killa Ace wants to come in, so we have to wait for him to join. He will be soon there. 1 minute. Okay, now I think everyone, can you hear me, Space? Okay, so he can hear me. and the channel is full. I hope everyone is in here who wants to watch the replay, so I'm going to start it. Okay. So for everyone who hasn't seen the map yet, you can... okay, we have some sort of lag now from Ramvid. Okay, the replay is going on. I'm making by 2 or by 4 in the beginning, just because the beginning is usual, it's like usual, more or less, nothing very special. Okay, so we have seen the usual building. I see it was 12 pool as I thought, and 11 with 11 drones tips scouted. While Killer built his gateway very near everything, and that was what made him lose, one of the things that made him lose the game at the end, it was the buildings were too close together, not together, okay, and, well, what do I have to say? Okay, we see now I make by one, we see the Zerg extractor made, so that means... he wanted to make the Mutalisk very fast. He just went one gas. That's unusual in my opinion. I don't know, but I am no Zerg player. I'm just Terran and maybe sometimes a Protoss player. But I've heard that, or read that if you want to go Mutalisk, you usually make a second expansion, a fast expansion. But we see Tibbs making just his lair. So that means, well, he didn't want to risk, I think. He didn't want to risk an early attack from Killer Ace. It might be possible to ask him later why especially he did that. He didn't make the fast expansion. And, well, I was also a bit surprised because Killer Ace built the gas so fast. He did it surely because he has seen the extractor being morphed already. Looks like no one is... Tips isn't hearing me. Is everyone able to hear me? Okay, sorry. Okay. So... the 2 seconds to prevent Killer Ace to come in, and we see a move that always should be done. Specific tips going into the base from Killer with his links, just to firstly to scout, and second to prevent Killer to attack himself, because with that force that Killer has here, I think. That are 6 zealots. He would be able to pass through the 2 sunkens and attack the spire or the pool or whatever. So that is a smart move usually to be in the attack, on the attack, or making some pressure. As I said, first you scout, and second you prevent the on the offensive. Okay, thanks. And second, you prevent your enemy to attack himself. Well, the Overlord was good to be positioned there because he could he was able to see the move of Killer, and that's why he made this third sunken colony, and that would have prevented Killer to move in. So you see, scouting is a very, very big and very important part of the game. And what I don't understand is, first of all, why Killer is making so much goons. I mean, some goons are okay in the beginning, in the case that the Zerg player is going Mutalisk, but those goons can just attack small groups, or are able to win versus small groups of Mutalisks, because they do just half of the damage because they have explosive damage and not normal damage. And the Mutalisk are small units, as I've said in the broadcast before. So, yes, and we also see now, at that moment, that Killer Ace does not really know what Tibbs is going to do. Barbara, well, he doesn't know what Tibbs is going to do. That means he couldn't make some cannons, or he couldn't make a counter build like Corsairs. That's why I'm knowing that usually Protoss versus Zerg, in Protoss versus Zerg games, the Protoss makes some Corsairs, or at least one Corsair at the beginning, first of all to chase off Overlords, but what is a lot more important, just to see what the hell the Zerg player is doing, because, well, versus Mutalisk, you need just more Corsairs and speed deals, and versus Hydralisks, you need another sort of tactic. With Hydralisks, you can use the shuttle he wanted to use, and you need some observers, because Lurks are usually very usual to use. As I said, he has seen the shuttle, and he's saying he's seeing it too. So, well, I would say the game at this point would have been able to be won, or to be countered by Killer Ace at least, because he has seen the Mutalisks. And he should have made some cannons, four cannons maybe, or three cannons, and tech right to Templars, or maybe to Corsairs, although the Corsairs wouldn't be that good in that point, because you need to mass up the Corsairs, and it's too late, and when he has enough Corsairs to counter the Mutalisks, the Zerg player would usually have already his Hydralisks he usually makes. So yes, Killer, too congested, okay, that's the word. You made it too congested, and that's why you lost. You said that. So what can I say? I would say you lost that game because first of all, you made too much goons. You spent your gas on goons instead of Archons or Corsairs or Templars with Psystorm. And first of all, you lost it because you weren't able to scout early enough to see the Mutalisk and to prevent to have a counter tactic. So, well, nothing more to say about it in that game, because the game was almost over now. The goons are too weak versus the Mutalisks. You could have maybe sent in your force earlier, your force of zealots, force of maybe make one or two Dark Templar, I don't know, something like that.
Player left.
You have to make Pacific Tibbs to move his Mutalisks out, and you can only do that by attacking yourself. Because when a player has such an amount of units in your base, that means he hasn't a lot of units in his own base, and usually no one builds up that much defense to be able to fend off your force. So a counterattack earlier would have been maybe a last possibility to maybe win the game, but for me, that game was lost because of the lack of scouting. You had to see those Mutalisks. I don't know why, with a probe that had to survive long enough in the game, or with Corsairs, with one Corsair at least, or something like that. I mean, that's it. Nothing more to say about it. The replay is over. Okay. I think Space Dominator will join in soon. I think he's watching the replay himself and watching or hearing what I've said and analyzing it for himself. So yeah, so GG. And we see what I thought we see now. We have seen Killer Ace making his cheese strat. I think that wasn't a smart move at that point, because it's the first game of the series. You usually want to feel comfortable, to feel sure, to feel confident. And I think it's easier to make that when you when you play a little bit more standard, and maybe with one or two smart moves or unusual moves. I mean, the idea of a river drop was a very good idea, without any doubt, but you have to combine it with Corsairs, because if you don't combine with Corsairs and the Zerg player is going Mutalisk, you're totally annihilated. And, well, okay, if he goes Hydras, it's more or less okay. You wouldn't need the Corsairs, but you usually have to play it that, because the Zerg player will counter your build, and he usually knows your build because he has his Lings, his Overlord, or any other fast unit. He will usually see your build early enough to make some sort of defense, or to move his units, or to make other kind of units like that. So, yeah, wasn't very well executed that strategy, but it's okay. I mean, you risked something, and if he went Hydralisk, it could have been your victory, maybe, because the goons are the best counter. And well, you gambled because you couldn't scout, and you lost to that gamble. Okay, that's it from me.
If you had no idea what was happening before, you really should now. I'm joined specially here tonight by Tibbs, our winner of the first game of the BGN Invitational Tournament. Congratulations on your win, Tibbs, and how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. So why did you choose the map Chameleon tonight?
I originally played it in about Season 8 of Programmer's Tour, and it seemed like a really good map for Zerg to be, and I didn't know if Killa was going to choose a race or not, so I just chose a map that I knew I was going to at least have an advantage over him on, so.
Were you worried at any point during that game? Did you think your Mutalisks were going to win it that easily, or were you expecting a little bit more of a resistance from him?
Like, when I was playing, I had saw his shuttle move by, and I was like, shit, where'd the shuttle go? It pulled a Houdini on me, and I was just like, where'd it go? I couldn't find it whatsoever. So I knew he had something planned. I didn't know if he was going to drop Reavers, or if he was going to do an Archon and two Zealots or something. So once I saw that shuttle going around, I knew I pretty much had to do something pretty fast, and just pretty much put my Mutas in there and start doing some damage on his probes and whatnot.
Yeah, Des asked a very good question during his analysis of the replay there. Why didn't you expand anywhere except for that one hatchery near your base there with the gas? Was that your whole plan? Or were you going to expand soon afterwards if you needed to? Was it just necessity, or was it didn't think about it? Why didn't you do that?
When I was doing the game, Killa went random, so I just went ahead and chose Zerg, and I was going to go ahead and regular do my basic 9 overlord strategy. And then I saw his probe go, and I said, well, I might as well just go ahead and build an 11 pool and Vespian, and might as well just start pumping up to get into Muta. So I decided to do proxy hatchery and just build a couple sunkens around and just keep mining gas so I can get double the gas intake, because my drones are pretty much just mining all the minerals. So I can at least just pretty much macro hard core on the Mutalisk, so I can just concentrate on my micro with them.
that makes a lot of sense. So did you have anybody here tonight rooting you on, kind of in the spirit here of the internet, or no?
Let's see. Enjoy Rush is right there. I met him at the 2004 World Cyber Games on the online preliminaries, and we kind of bumped into each other again, and he wanted to root for me. And my buddy Brian right there, he's Vipers. He was like, he just came decided to come out and come root for me. So I love his cock. He knows that.
So what do you expect from killing the second game on Thursday?
I have no idea what map he's going to choose, so I might as well just wait out and see what map it is. So once the map comes out, I guess I'll just see what happens with it. So we'll see what happens with it. But my buddy Brian right there just wanted me to point that out there. I have no intentions of being gay whatsoever. He just wanted me to say it because he wanted to come out, and that's the only way I can get him to come out if I would have said that.
Fair enough. Is there anything else you have to say to please any of these other people that showed up for you tonight?
There's one person that I wish could have been here, but she's out working right now, and I just wanted to tell Barbara that I got to win like she wanted me to, and she supports me and everything, so... She's really supportive of the whole gaming scene right now for me, and that really means a lot to me.
Well, sounds like a wonderful story. Thank you for joining us tonight, and congratulations on your first win here in the tournament, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, bud.
Now we have a special treat for all of you out there. We're going to get analysis from Great Britain. Let's see if he's awake. Sniper, are you out there?
I am here.
Alright, let me boost the volume for you a little bit. So what did you think of the first game tonight?
Well, it was pretty interesting. I was kind of surprised with Killer's build order. And Tib seemed to go with his more classic strategy against Protoss, so... I wasn't really surprised by Tibbs playing at all. It was just kind of Killer that surprised me.
What would you suggest that Killer do to win the next game?
Well, he definitely could have used more air defense. Relying only on Dragoons isn't usually a safe way to go. Especially if Tibbs had gone to Guardians, it wouldn't have even been close. So... Some more Corsairs, Scouts even, anything to help out his overall air defense would have helped.
Now here's an important question. If you were playing basketball against these two, how easily would you win?
Well, it would be definitely quite easy. I don't know, I'd just... use a couple of my more basic moves, I guess, just to make them not be too embarrassed, I guess. But, you know, I might take it easy on them, let them score a couple points if I had to. Depends.
Of course, if this was SCV football, it'd be a totally different story, right?
No, I think it'll be the exact same story, actually. I just used a couple of my SCV dancing moves, you know. It's all... quite basic stuff.
Very good. We have a request from the crowd here. Zorak wants you to say a certain word. Will you do that for him?
I guess I could. Blokes.
You make life so easy for us. Thank you for your thoughts tonight, and we hope you join us again Thursday. I'm going to bring DeSastroso back in. You still out there for me?
Yeah, I'm still here, but the voices are have pauses. I don't know. So I just hear, well, I don't know how to say it. parts of what you say, what you are saying, especially Sniper and Pacific Tips from you, it's okay, but from the other two, I haven't heard everything. Yeah, Chunks.
There's a simple reason for that. You have to blame Canada first, and then blame their internet connection second. It's very important to remember.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, Canada. I don't know why they are so bad with techniques, etc. Okay.
So, any final thoughts from you about tonight's game, Des?
Excuse me?
Do you have any final thoughts about tonight's game?
Well, the final thought, I just can say for me or for us that for me it was very entertaining, very funny, and thank you for choosing me to be your partner here for the game. Well, it was a good game, but I think both can do better, especially Killer Ace. I think he's able to pull the next games better off, his strategies or everything he wants to do. So the night was just funny, was good. And I've had 2 hours of sleeping, and now I will sleep 4 more hours, and until I'm going to go tomorrow to a, I don't know, if holiday park or something like that with my cousin, which we have here. So a nice night, nice move. Nice games, nice everything. So congratulations from my side to everyone, and thanks for the crowd to listen to us and to say more or less that it's good. Thanks, and thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again, don't you think? How about Thursday? Sound good to you, or?
Oh, that's a nice idea. Wait, let me think. Yeah, I have time Thursday. Okay, it's a good idea. We could make something like that again. Very nice idea, yes.
All right, sounds good. So for Deesa Stroso, I am Space Dominator, and just as a reminder, tonight's game was won by Tibbs in 13 minutes with a Mutalisk attack on Killa's base, where his Dragoons couldn't do enough to stop him, pretty much. For Deesa Stroso, I am Space Dominator, reminding you that the next game of this series is Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. And for Deesa Stroso, we are...
We are what? It's 4
a.m.? It's 4 a.m.?
Tell me if it's black or white. Mama, can you hear me trying to move your sand? In the sense of difference between a boy and a man. My daddy thinks his daughter's just a girl. My daddy pays.
Stay here left.
Sacrifices are stealing away. He did one thing I hang on to. He gets me to the baby.
Again tomorrow night, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for game number 2 of the BCN Invitational Championship Series. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.
Have a nice day.